From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hundreds of thousands flee to Europe. The International Organization for Migration says more than 350,000 migrants have made the journey across the Mediterranean this year. The migrants from Africa and the Middle East are fleeing poverty and violence in their own countries. European Council President Donald Tusk warned against hostility to the migrants.
Whatever the challenge of migration might bring, there is never a justification for hostile, racist, or xenophobic reactions to migrants.
The EU plans to hold emergency talks on the migrant issue on September 14th amid disagreements among the 28 member nations as to how to handle the sudden influx. Worries about China's economic growth were sharpened by a disappointing report on that nation's manufacturing sector Tuesday. China's official manufacturing index for August fell slightly to its lowest level since 2012. Prices on the Shanghai stock market fell drastically at the open, but regained some strength to close at a loss of just under 1.3%. U.S. President Barack Obama took a walk on a melting Arctic glacier in Alaska Tuesday. The president is pressing the world to act quickly to cut greenhouse gas emissions that are believed to be affecting the global climate. The American leader is in the midst of a three-day visit to Alaska. He is using Alaska's scenery as a backdrop to call attention to the effect of global warming, which could leave entire nations and major coastal cities underwater. Al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union base at Janale in southern Somalia Tuesday, killing at least 19 soldiers and reportedly taking some others hostage. This is VOA News. Two Ukrainian National Guard officers have died from wounds caused by a grenade blast during Monday's demonstrations in Kyiv. That brings the death toll to three. Officials announced the deaths of the two servicemen Tuesday, a day after nationalists fought with security forces outside the country's parliament building. The nationalists were protesting constitutional amendments proposed by the government that would give greater autonomy to parts of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russia-backed separatists. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko visited wounded soldiers and told reporters that most Ukrainians support the amendments.
More than 70% of Ukrainian people support the changes of the constitution and decentralization. 70%.
The legislation won preliminary parliamentary approval Tuesday. An Azerbaijani journalist who reported extensively on high-level corruption has been sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. Khadija Ismailova, a contributor to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, was convicted of financial crimes, including tax evasion and embezzlement. Human rights groups say the case against her was politically motivated. Levan Astiani is with the human rights group Amnesty International.
Khadija Ismailova is an outspoken Azerbaijani journalist, and today's sentencing of her is based on a trumped-up charge. She's innocent, and her only crime is being outspoken towards Azerbaijani government.
Ismailova is expected to appeal the verdict. Turkish police launched a series of raids Tuesday on businesses owned by a major media company. The raids on the Kozak İpek conglomerate came just days after a whistleblower warned that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is planning a crackdown on the press ahead of November elections. The UN Human Rights Office says it deplores the resumption of executions in Chad. Lisa Schlein reports.
This is the first use of the death penalty in Chad since the country declared a moratorium in 2003. The United Nations Human Rights Office calls this a big step backward. The agency says it also is concerned about the speed with which the executions were carried out. Spokeswoman Cecile Puyi says 10 men were executed by firing squad on August 29th, one day after they were sentenced to death under the new anti-terrorism law. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A suicide bomber killed at least 4 people and wounded around 50 Tuesday in northwestern Pakistan. The killings happened in a region near the Afghan border. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.